On today's show, Jaguar Land Rover is interested in acquiring a luxury brand. Faraday Future cuts ties with the state of Nevada. And September car sales in the U.S. could be better than expected. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Car sales have slumped this year in the U.S., but this month, sales could be better than expected. Ward's Auto is forecasting that September's seasonally adjusted annual rate, or SAR, will hit 17.5 million units. That's a big bump from August's 16 million figure, and it will be the first time in 6 months the SAR cracks the 17 million barrier. But even though the SAR will improve, sales are expected to reach 1.44 million, which is a 3% drop compared to a year ago. Including September's estimates, year-to-date sales are going to be down 2.5% compared to a year ago. Inventory levels are still high, nearly 4 million units at the end of August, and that means more incentives and production cuts are on the way. And we're already starting to see that. As we reported last week, production in North America dropped 8.5% in August, and now General Motors is scaling back production at its Spring Hill, Tennessee factory, where it builds the Cadillac XT5 and the GMC Acadia, due to slow sales. The company is laying off its third shift workers indefinitely. And we could see more consolidation soon. Bloomberg reports Jaguar Land Rover has been holding internal discussions about acquiring another luxury brand. The company wants to diversify the kinds of vehicles it sells and add a brand that fits with their current portfolio. But the British automaker is also considering buying tech companies to help it with electric vehicles and autonomous cars. JLR's parent company, Indian automaker Tata Motors, has $6 billion in cash and would be willing to use that to help JLR acquire other brands. A final decision hasn't been made yet, and representatives at both companies declined to comment. We'll be back with more right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Back in 2015, Faraday Future was granted qualified project status in the state of Nevada to build a billion-dollar, 3-million-square-foot assembly plant. But the company burned through cash, and plans for a plant in Nevada started to crumble. Then in August, Faraday announced it had signed a lease for a new building in California, and now it's about cut all ties with Nevada. It still owns the land for its planned assembly plant, but Faraday Future sent a letter to the state relinquishing its qualified project status and cut a check for $16,200. That covers all incentive money it had received from the state. The remaining $620,000 that accrued in Faraday's account, which it would have gotten had it finished the plant, will go back to the state government. Faraday still has plans to start producing its FF91 next year, but with so much shakeup going on at the company, I'm ready to say, show me, then I'll believe it. Connected technologies are all the rage in new cars. But what if you have an older car and still want the same kind of benefits? A startup called Clashworks will soon launch a product called Raven as a possible all-in-one solution. Raven is a device that mounts on the dash and connects to a smartphone app and the vehicle to provide feedback, like when the car is started, is someone speeding, when a loved one makes it to work, and even provide traffic and weather conditions. Raven also features an internal and external dash camera, a security system, wireless connectivity, and navigation. You can provide an email for a pre-order, although pricing for Raven has not been announced yet. And ultimately, some tech experts believe that smartphones could one day provide warnings for forward braking and pedestrian detection. Coming up next, the technical and cost issues engineers face when integrating 48-volt hybrid systems into vehicles.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
A number of automakers have recently announced plans to electrify their lineups. In addition to pure electrics, they'll use 48-volt hybrid systems to achieve that as well. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Rick Spina, the executive chief engineer of GM's crossovers. And he talked about the balancing act engineers face when integrating those systems and not adding too much cost to the vehicle.
It's an easy thing to do technically. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy thing to do cost-wise. Mm-hmm. The toughest aspect of the technical piece, once you figure out where I can place the motor, where I can place the battery, those kinds of things, the other that I'm aware of biggest challenge is integrating everything so the electric support assists with the traditional IE-type engine without making funny noises and bumps and giggles and jerks and things, right?
But those are money, technical.
Those are technical. Yeah, yeah. I'm that kind of guy. But the money piece is difficult for sure. To meet the regulations, we're very regularly, like by the hour, continue trying to evaluate what's the best bang for the buck in terms of lowering the carbon footprint for less dollars. Right? If we spend less dollars, we charge less dollars. Right? So it's not just about making money. It's just about can I keep everything moving. So a hybrid, heavy hybrid, mild hybrid, plug-in hybrid, they're all part of this equation. Every one of those, the more greenhouse gas we get today, generally the more it costs. So that's the challenge. So how can we keep on that that knife edge of staying really, really affordable, but also absolutely meeting the regulation and making folks happy? And some folks are a lot more happy by a really green vehicle than some others. Mm-hmm.
You can watch that entire interview right now on our website, autoline.tv. Or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.